Breakfast Beat on 91.3 FM. Your voice in the morning.
7:47 is where we're at this morning, and of course we move along now to our next feature. Now, we speak a lot about gang violence, but rarely do we look at the solutions to breaking the cycle of gang life. And a new study that examines how former South African gang members understand and make sense of ceasing gang involvement and focusing on exiting gang life was undertaken by UCT Psychology PhD graduate Dr. Jane Kelly. Now, Dr. Kelly's recently published PhD thesis titled Narratives of Gang Dissistance Amongst Former Gang Members makes a much needed contribution to the research. Pretty interesting there. Now joining us online is Dr. Jane Kelly. Good morning and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Sabra. It's lovely to be here.
Now, of course, you know, just having a look at your particular focus in terms of, you know, gang dissistance amongst former gang members. You know, one would say leaving a gang, it's pretty easy to say, but to actually put it into action and to do it and start, you know, life over again can be pretty hard, you know. So take us through, you know, the thought process behind this.
Okay, yes. So I agree that it is a difficult decision to make and to action. And I think that something that really came out from my PhD was that often the intention to leave the gang was there, but what was difficult was how the person was actually going to go about doing that. Mm. And obviously the really sort of obvious things were that they were able to draw on emotional and social support once they had made that decision to leave. But another thing that really stood out was that they sort of transformed into these actively involved family men and active citizens in their communities. And that was really what supported them in their ability to leave the gang, but also to maintain that reformed lifestyle.
So, of course, you know, when we look at this in, you know, an everyday sort of reality basis, you know, is this happening? How is it happening? You know, with your research, you know, what were you using in terms of, you know, getting this information?
Well, unfortunately, it isn't actually very clear how much this is happening. So that's one of the reasons why I did this study, is because when I was doing my literature review, I realized that there were only sort of a handful of studies that had interviewed former gang members. So we don't really understand the full extent to which this is happening. I was able to interview 12 former gang members. I do know of others, of other men who have left, but they are quite a difficult group to come across.
Now, of course, you know, once someone takes the decision to leave a gang, you know, do gangs actually allow members to leave? You know, does it not become dangerous, endangering their lives, you know, once they decide to take, okay, a different path?
So that is something that's often spoken about, particularly in the media, this idea that if you're going to leave a gang, there'll be violent repercussions. And that's not to say that that doesn't happen, but what I actually learned from the men that I interviewed is that it is possible to leave depending on how you do it. So a really key thing here is that if a person decides to turn towards religion, that seems to be a very respected way to leave the gang, because the gangs themselves, at least from the men that I spoke to, it seemed as though the gangs themselves really had an inherent respect for religious institutions. So if you're choosing to leave the gang and that's the life that you're, the path that you're choosing to take, then that is generally respected. But a couple of the men that I spoke to did say that the gangs will keep an eye on you to make sure that this change you've made is actually legitimate, you know, that you haven't left and joined another gang, for example.
Dr. Kelly, what were some of the other interesting points, you know, that you came about in your research on this particular matter?
Well, I would say going back to my first point that I made and perhaps elaborating a bit on that, this sort of transformation from kind of hardened, stoic, you know, typically violent gangsters to much more emotionally aware, sensitive and vulnerable men, that for me really stood out. One of the men that I interviewed actually said, you know, once he changed his life, he was so relieved when he realized that he could cry. And I think that one of the things that we forget about is, you know, when you're in a gang, you've kind of got to put on this protective layer, and you can't really show your feelings unless they're, you know, violent feelings. And something that stood out was that these men were able to change that. And while they were in the gang, I think that violence gave them a sense of power and, you know, gave them respect. And after they had left, they were able to get that respect and that sense of power through becoming more involved in their families, for example, becoming more involved in their community. So that change for me was quite profound.
You know, are former gang members, you know, easily reintegrated into society in terms of, you know, being welcomed back by their families? We can imagine it puts, you know, immense pressure on families and communities, you know, when these gangs are established, when ordinary everyday people that we think we know, you know, gets into a gang. And then when they decide to leave and come back, you know, is it all hunky-dory? You know, are they just welcomed back?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer because I don't think there's sort of a yes or no. I think it's complicated. And I would imagine in some cases that it's not very easy. But I think what I noticed with my sample of men was that what helped them to reintegrate into their communities was that they all became involved in giving back in some way. So some of them worked with youngsters who were at risk for joining gangs and kind of helped them to see another path. So they became mentors in the community. And I think that helped them to reintegrate and helped them for other community members to sort of respect them and see, okay, this person is really trying to change their life.
So, of course, you know, one would like to hope and think that, you know, once a gang member takes a decision to leave the gang life, so to speak, things work out. But, you know, during your research, did you perhaps come across, you know, instances where relapses occur?
Yes, so that definitely does happen. One of the requirements for my study is that I wanted to interview men who had kind of gone past that. So they had to have been out of the gang for at least 1 year, because research shows us that usually within the first year, that's where the highest risk for relapse is. So all of my participants had successfully desisted, but that is not to say that they didn't face difficulty. So a few of them did share stories of, you know, where they had made a decision to exit, but then they'd relapse, for example, into using drugs or something like that. So it's definitely not an easy path. It's not just a case of you make a decision and that's it and you never go back. I mean, the risk for using drugs is a big one. And another big one is difficulty in finding employment, which, as we know, is a huge problem in this country.
Dr. Kelly, any final comment from yourself this morning? I see time is a bit against us. We could go on speaking about this. However, any final comment from yourself?
Well, I think I know it's going to sound very cliche, but some of the guys that I interviewed, they'd had this saying, and they would say, you know, change is possible. And that really, really stood out for me. And I think it's important for people to try and remember that, particularly when we're faced with these high rates of gang violence, which can really be so traumatic for people, that perhaps there is some hope to hang on to, and that these men that I interview, they're an example of that change is possible, and hopefully that will encourage other people to make a change.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Jane Kelly, thank you so much for joining us
this
morning, as well as sharing your research with us. We do appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That
was Dr. Jane Kelly speaking to us this morning in terms of a study looking at how to leave and stay out of gang life. Pretty interesting there.